From Minnesota Public Radio, this is Grammar Grader. It's the podcast about words, grammar, and usage for the information age. This week's episode is our New Year's special.
What are you doing? New Year's,
What are you doing, Larry?
I'm making the Evite for our New Year's Eve party.
So why are you calling it a December 31st party? Don't want to offend those who don't celebrate the New Year?
No.
What is it then?
I'm just not sure where to put the apostrophe. I think it's after the S.
I think it's year apostrophe S.
No, I think it's year S apostrophe.
Well, just how many New Years are you planning to celebrate?
What?
Hey, you two.
Hi, Schwartz.
What are you up to?
Larry's trying to do our New Year's Eve party Evite, but he's calling it a December 31st party because he doesn't know where to put the apostrophe.
Yes, I do. It's after the S.
Before the S.
After.
Before.
Calm down, you two. As long as you have plenty of pizza and beer for me, I'll be there.
Great.
Yes. It's a common grammar topic this time of year. Where to put that silly apostrophe in the phrases New Year's Eve and New Year's Day? It turns out the answer is Y-E-A-R apostrophe S. According to the Oxford Dictionary of Current English, the term New Year refers to the calendar year that has just begun or is about to begin following the 31st of December. That means there is just one year that's new and being celebrated. The eve, or the day, belongs to that singular new year. Thus, the apostrophe comes before the S. The Oxford Dictionary of Current English spells out New Year's Eve and New Year's Day that way too, apostrophe S. To further reinforce this, the Gregg Reference Manual says that possessives in names of holidays are usually singular.
And perhaps most importantly, it's how U2 spelled their song New Year's Day.
Sure, of course. But talking about where to hang an apostrophe in New Year's Eve and New Year's Day isn't enough for a whole episode of Grammar Grader. So as a special treat, we've brought in our friend Ewan Kerr from Minnesota Public Radio News. Welcome, Ewan.
Thanks for having me.
You see, Ewan is originally from Scotland, and Scotland has had tremendous influence on the way the New Year's holiday is observed in the English-speaking world. Now, when people ring in the New Year, they often sing the song Auld Lang Syne.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind?
And this comes from a poem by Robert Burns. Could you tell us about Robert Burns and the phrase Auld Lang Syne?
Auld Lang Syne was one of Burns... Actually, it was a song. He, while he's known as a poet, actually a lot of his material was in the form of actual songs meant to be sung. It's not Gaelic. It's Broad Scots or Lallans, which comes from the southern part of the country. He was born in Ayrshire in 1759. He's quite a fascinating guy. He actually only lived till he was 37, but packed a whole lot into his life and is famed as a poet, to a certain extent a philosopher too. Some of his work is very, very deep. Auld Lang Syne came, it was apparently based on a fragment of a song he'd heard somewhere else. He collected other people's songs as well. The song itself is actually quite a sad piece. It's a man talking to a friend who he has known since his childhood, and they're saying, we have a long history, Auld Lang Syne, we've known each other for a long, long time, for a long time past. He ultimately asks, so let's lift a drink to one another. If you actually read through the lyrics, it's a beautiful, beautiful, wistful piece. Most of us only know the chorus, of course, but there are several verses, and it is quite beautiful.
And Auld Lang Syne literally means?
Long time since, long time past. We've known each other for a long time.
That's beautiful. Well, thanks, Ewan, and Happy New Year to you.
Well, here's the thing. In Scotland, you don't do that until it is the day itself. So what you say is, a good one to you when it comes.
Is that right?
Yes.
All right. Excellent. Well, thanks for joining us. It's a pleasure to always have you on.
Thank you.
And from all of us here at Grammar Grader, a good one to you when it comes. Have a safe and happy New Year.
Happy New Year!
This has been Grammar Grader from Minnesota Public Radio. Source material for this episode comes from The Gregg Reference Manual by William A. Sabin and from the Oxford Dictionary of Current English, both of which can be found at publicradiomarket.org. If you'd like to see a written version of this episode, go to minnesotapublicradio.org and click on Grammar Grader in the Programs menu. Thanks as always to the Grammatis Personae players, Corey Bussey, Amy Alt, Bridget Murphy, and John Ryan. Special thanks to you and Kara for joining us, and thanks to Bob Barnes for playing the accordion. Our editor is Jen Houck. Our producer is Brett Baldwin. Executive producer is John Pearson. I'm Luke Taylor. Thanks for listening. And if you like Grammar Grader, join the discussion, give feedback, and share your thoughts at grammargrader.gather.com.